सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
In verse number 39 of chapter 2, Lord says, Esa te avita sankhe buddhi yoge tivam shruno. I have told you about the Atmagyan. Now you listen about the buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means karma yoga. How to get united to that Lord? How to get that Atmagyan? Atmagyan was given to Arjun but never happened. So Lord realized that he has to do buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means he has to do karma yoga. बुद्धा युक्तो यह पार्थ है कर्म बंधन प्रहासिसी इफ यू डू कर्म योग देन देर इज नो मोर बॉन्डेज ऑफ एक्शन देर इज नो यू हैव डोंट हैव टू गो इनटू द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ कर्म बंधन इज ओवर नेहा अभिक्रम नाशो अस्ति प्रत्यवायो न विद्यते स्वल्पमस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भया इवन इफ यू डू लिटिल बिट ऑफ कर्म योग लिटिल बिट दैट एफर्ट इज नेवर लॉस्ट Little bit, 1 second, 2 seconds also. Whether the job is complete or whether the job is not according to the plan, but if you do it as a karma yoga, you will get 100% mark from God. 100%. Svalpasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. And even if you do little bit, what will happen? It will protect you from the cycle of birth and death. Mahato भाई मीन्स द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ व्यवसायत्मिका बुद्धि एक एक नंदन बहुशाखा है अनंतस्य बुद्धयो अव्यवसायी नाम सो देर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ बुद्धि वन इज व्यवसायत्मक बुद्धि अनदर इज अव्यवसायित्मा व्यवसायित्म बुद्धि सिंगल पॉइंटेड अव्यवसायित्मा मेनी ब्रांच लाइक ऑन फ्राइडे आफ्टरनून वी ऑल हैव अव्यवसायित्मिका बुद्धि मेनी शाखा हाउ टू स्पेंड फ्राइडे इवनिंग सैटरडे एंड संडे वी हैव गॉट मेनी प्लान्स बट ऑन संडे इवनिंग और मंडे मॉर्निंग इट इज व्यवसायित्मिका सिंगल पॉइंटेड आई हैव टू गो टू ऑफिस देन लॉर्ड इज टेकिंग टॉकिंग अबाउट द वेद In Veda, the major portion is Karma Kand, and it is said, Avipaschit, those who are not wise, they all go into for the Karma Kand. Karma Kand means the rituals. Rituals for different loka, for different power, or for any money, wealth, we do these rituals. And people are engaged, they want more and more power, more and more wealth, so they do all these things. Lord tells them, avipaschit. Avipaschit means they are not wise people. Why? Because they don't choose tattva, they don't choose moksha, they don't choose atma, jnana. They are ready to undergo the cycle of birth and death. They accept that. They are caught in the flowery language and they reject the mukti or the liberation. Their mind is taken over by kamya karma. So a lot of desires are there, continuously, one after another. They do one after another rituals and collect money, collect power, this and do. They can't think of karma yoga. Kamya karma and karma yoga are two different things. We cannot exercise both at a time. Either we have to choose kamya karma or we have to choose karma yoga. Karma is common in both. Kamya karma and karma yoga, same karma. When it is done for the worship of my own ego, it is called kamya karma. The same action when it is done for the worship of the Lord, it is called karma yoga. So can you practice both at a time? No, it's not possible. Either you are worshipping your ego or you are worshipping Lord. Both cannot be done at a time. And if you practice karma yoga, then we will become fit for knowledge of self. This is the summary of 42 to 44. Now 45.
Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha.
Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha.
Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna.
Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna.
Nirdvando Nitya Sattvastha.
Nirvando Nitya Sattvastha.
Niryoga Kshemayatmavan. Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha. Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Nirdvando Nitya Sattvastha. Niryoga Kshemayatmavan.
It's a very important sloka. It gives you the steps how you can come from kamya karma to karma yoga. How can we come from kamya karma, worshipping our own ego with action? How can you come to karma yoga? Steps are given here. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Veda deals with the trigun. What are these trigun? Sattva, rajas and tamas, trigun. Veda deals with the trigun. Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna, O Arjun, you become nistraigun, go above, go beyond trigun, sattva, rajas and tamas. Okay. Nirdvandva, free yourself from the pair of opposites. Dvandva means pair of opposite. Nirdvandva means, O Arjun, free yourself with pair of from the pair of opposites. Then nitya sattvastha, ever remain in sattvagun. Okay. Niryog chema, free from the thoughts of acquisition. Yog, preservation. Chema. And Atmavan, be established in self. Be established in the self. So in this verse also we find Lord is addressing Arjun as Arjun. So whenever Lord takes the name Arjun, so Arjun becomes attentive. Suppose I take a Vivekji, immediately Vivekji says, oh, what happened? You become attentive, is it not so? So whenever it's Arjun. And another thing, whenever Lord takes the name of Arjun in any way, as a Kaunte, as a Partha or whatever it is, that means he wants to tell something important. So in this sloka, the important thing is that how you should shift from kamya karma, what are the steps, how you can go from kamya karma to karma yoga. Therefore he says, O Arjun, traigunya visaya veda, traigunya. Traigunya Vishaya, Visham is the subject matter of the Veda, is Trigun. Subject matter, normally it is Brahman and Dharma. There are others also, for our present discussion, we will take only these two, Dharma and Brahma. In Dharma comes the Karma Kand. The majority portion of Veda is for Karma Kand. You want Swarga, okay, you do this thing. You want Putra, you can do this yagya. So different type of yagas are there. You want wealth, do this thing, do this thing. Power, position, party, there are different yagas are given there. So all these are for karma kand, for attaining loka, sarir or power. All these karma kand are for the 14 lokas, apav lokas. I want to go to swarga, I want to get this thing, or I want to get something of the world. For these, all these rituals are there. This all comes under trigun. So what we attain by trigun? What we attain by Trigun, it is said in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, slok number 18, it says, urdham gacchanti sattvasthaha. Those who are in the sattvagun, they will go to the higher loka. So we are in the lok number 8. There are 7 lok, lower lokas. We are fortunate, we are on the 8th loka, 8th floor. Then 9th is bhuva, then 10th is swaha, mahajana tapasattam. That is 14 lokas. So people do the rituals to attain various lokas. He says, O Arjun, you become urdham gacchanti sattvastha. Those who are in the sattvagun, at the time of death, if your mind is in the sattvagun, you go to the higher loka. You go to the higher loka. Madhya tishtanti rajasaha. But the rajas who are rajasic, at the time of the death also they are rajasic, they stay in the middle. They stay in bhu, bhuva, swaha. And sattva go to mahajana tapasattam, 4 higher lokas. Jaganna guna vrittastha adho gacchanti tamasa. Jaganna guna, but by, if you have got a tamasic state of mind at the time of death, where will you go? Remember, this is your question. Adho gacchanti tamasa. Those who have got the tamasic state of mind, they will go to lower loka. Acha. What is this lower loka? It's world of plant, animals. Tamasic person always indulge in nisiddha karma, prohibited action. A tamasic person gets a joy by hurting others. And the Mahatma gives an example, the tamasic person will hit a dog with stone, and when the dog cries, he feels joy. That is the tamasic type of joy. By hurting others, if you feel joy, that is tamasic joy. So what are the things in the Trigun? All these 14 lekas, my body, Pind and Brahmand, everything is in this Trigun, in Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Because all 5 great elements have come from Sattva, Rajas, Tamas only. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas means Maya. Everything has come from Maya. So in Maya, whole world, including my body, is there. This is Maya. So there are 3 types of people. One is the sattvic person. Sattvic person, he has got a sattvic desire. A sattvic person desire may be, I want to go to Brahmalok, or I want to go to Narayan Lok, I want to go to Saket, or go and press the feet of Lord. Good desire, sattvic person. Then rajasic person, they have got more emphasis on bhog, they want some more and more. They are rajasic, and there are tamasic people, their motto is to destroy and enjoy. Destroy others and enjoy. These are tamasic people. So Vishaya of Veda is the lok prapti by Trigun. Vishaya of Veda, major portion of Veda, they constitute the karma kand. By that karma kand, you can go to the higher lokas. This is the subject matter of Vedas. And adhikari, those who are eligible for this, are sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. The person who has got a sattvic or rajasic or tamasic desire, they will all be going in these lokas. You are eligible for that. If you have got a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, understand, even sattvic desire binds you. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, all 3 kinds of desire binds us. But Lord wants Arjun, nistraigunya bhava Arjuna. O Arjun, you go beyond all 3 gunas. Don't revel in tamas or rajas or sattva. So we are all Arjun. So instruction for all of us is go beyond Triguna, go beyond Maya. Don't come under the sway of Sattva, Rajas, Tamas desires. Don't keep these desires with you. Go beyond this thing. Become Nistraiguna means be desireless. Do Niskam Karma. Niskam Bhava. You should not have any kamana, sattvic kamana or rajasic kamana or tamasic. Okay. So Lord wants Arjun to shift from kamya karma to karma yoga. Kamya karma to karma yoga. Okay. But if he becomes niskam, then his mind becomes pure. Mind becomes pure means niskam means kamna comes because of vasana. If you are niskam, that means you are vasanaless. You are vasanaless, niskam. Lord wants Arjun to be niskam. So if we are in the state of niskam, then it is suddha sattva, visuddha sattva in the state. And then the knowledge will happen. Now how to become nistraiguna? Lord is giving four steps. Are you interested to go beyond sattva, rajas, tamas? First is nirdvandva bhava. Nirdvandva, go beyond the pair of opposite. Here pair of opposite, dvandva means raga and dvis. This vasana is called raga and dvis, likes and dislikes. First thing he tells Arjun, go beyond your like and dislikes. Okay, because the raga and dvis, the likes and dislikes are the cause of desires. Raga and dvis, our likes and dislikes, they are the cause of desire. And how many likes and dislikes we have, we don't know. There's innumerable vasanas we have got. The first thing he says, you go beyond raga and dvis. If you become vasanaless, you become desireless. If you are desireless, you are actionless. The cause of all our action is desire at the intellect level. And all desire comes in us because of the vasanas. If vasana is not there, if bansi nahi hai, to bansuri kaise bajegi? If the vasana is not there, how can there be a desire in the intellect? No desire can come. This is your second question. In Lord there is no vasana, in Brahman there is no vasana, therefore he never created anything. He is Purna. He is Purna Kama. Anyway, Nirdvandava. So how to become Nirdvanda? Next question. The first step is Nirdvanda, but how? He said Nitya Sattvastha Bhava. You increase your sattva-gun. How sattva-gun can be increased? There is a manufacturing defect in all of us, is that we all are rajo-tamo-gun-pradhan. Only Ishwar is sattva-pradhan. So we all are rajo-tamo-gun-pradhan, but we can increase, change our guna by effort. By effort we can become sattva. So Lord says, you improve, Arjun, from rajas tamas you come to sattva-gun. Although sattva-gun will also bind. But he says, from if you are tamoguni, from tamogun you come to rajogun. From rajogun you come to sattva-gun. So second instruction is, by effort we should try to come to sattva-gun. What will happen if the sattva-gun comes? When sattva-gun comes, the mind will be calm, and when the mind will calm, then there will be an inquiry in our mind that what is the purpose of life? Who am I? Who is this Lord Krishna? Who is Lord Rama? I want to know all about them. This desire will come. So how to make sattva strong? Next question. I have come to sattva-gun, I want to make it more strong. Third step, niryoga chema. Yoga means whatever desire you have, you fulfill, you collect it. Kshema means protect. Whatever possession we have got, we protect it. The whole life of ours is going into yoga and kshema, collecting more and more, fulfilling our desires and protecting. Whatever we have collected or saved, we want to protect it. Yoga kshema. So if you are engaged in more and more yoga, more and more possessions, you are rajasic. Are you understanding? If you are fulfilling your desire, that means in which state are you? You are in rajasic state. Kshema, protecting, we are in the rajasic state. Niryoga kshema, come out of this rajasic state. Don't run after all fulfilling your desires. Don't put in much effort for protecting whatever you had. Niryoga kshema. Okay. Then, how to become Niryoga kshema? Next question comes. Lord says, Atmavan. Atmavan. Atmavan bhava. One whose focused life is Atma and not Yoga kshema, he is Atmavani. Yoga kshema means anatma. One whose focus is not on anatma and his focus is on atma, he is atmavan. Dhanvan. Who is a dhanvan? Who has got a dhan? Who has got wealth? Huh? Atmavan. Whose attention is on atma. Who are we now at this point of time? Anatmavan. We are all reveling in anatma. So we are all anatman. So Lord says, leave this anatma. Focus your attention on atma. So how to give up yoga kshema? Next question. How to give up yoga kshema? It is said, do your duty as in worship to Lord. God will take care of yoga and kshema. God will take care? Yes. It's a written promise by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And if he fails to fulfill his promise, then we can go to court. What he has said, Ananas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesam nitya bhuktanam yoga sem bahamyam. One who is single-pointedly worship me. How we have to worship him? With our karma. He is not talking about this puja archana 108 times. Which you finish in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It is mechanical. No. Single-pointed mind. We have to worship him with our all actions, 24 hours. Ye jana paryupasate tesam nitya bhuktanam yoga kshema bahamyaham. I will take care of his yoga and kshema, whatever he desires, whatever he requires in this life, I will provide. And whatever he has got, I will protect. There are many instances in our history where Lord himself has come and protected and delivered whatever was required to saints and sages. I am not going into detail now. So what we have to do, focus on Lord, focus on yoga kshema will go away. I am Atmavan. Yoga and kshema is all related to Anatma. If I focus my attention to Atma, automatically yoga and kshema will be taken care of. Mind will become peaceful. Mind become peaceful means you are in the Sattvagun. Whenever the mind is peaceful, know you are in the Sattvagun. And at that time, Jigyasa will come. What Jigyasa? What inquiry will come? Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? When Sattvagun is there, Rag Dvesh will not disturb because they are overpowered by Sattvagun. Desires, they will not come. You become free of desire, no karma kanda. No desire, no karma kanda. Traigunya Vishaya Veda portion lose control over you, you become Nistraigunya. So in four steps, Bhagavan gives the how to shift from Kamya Karma to Karma Yoga. Okay, next verse.
Yavanarthayudapane.
Yavanarthayudapane.
Sarvatasamplutodake.
Sarvatasamplutodake.
Tavan sarveshu vedeshu.
Tavan sarveshu vedeshu.
Brahmanasya vijanatah.
Brahmanasya vijanatah.
Yavanarthayudapane sarvatasamplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah.
Yavan artha udpane sarvata samprodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. Brahmanasya vijanatah, brahmana means person who has realized. Vijanatah means knows. One who knows the Atma. For him, how is this Vedas? It is said, to the Brahman who has known the Self, all the Vedas are of as much use as its reservoir of water in a place where there is flood everywhere. Udpane. Udpane means udakam panam. Udakam means water. Panam means potable water. Udpane. So in villages you will find where from they get their water, potable water. Either they will go to well, or they will go to a pond, or if there is a river, they will get their drinking water from there. Sarvata samplutodake. Now this is plut. Plut means it is flooded. The water abjam. Everywhere it is all flood. Pond is full, overflowing. The well is overflowing. Everywhere is water, water, water. Now tell me, will you go to pond or well to get water? No. Pond and well all have become one. It's all flooded. You don't have to go 2 miles to get water. It is just on the doorstep. Take it. Anant water is there. Infinite water is there. Yavat artha. So you take as much as you require. Similarly, in the Vedas there are many things. There is karma kand, bhakti kand, and there is jnana kand. Take whatever you require. If your family requires 2 buckets of water, you take 2. If you require 4, 10, 20 buckets of water, water is everywhere, you take. Similarly, Veda is also ananta. It gives you karma kand, it gives you jnana kand, it gives you bhakti kand. Whatever you want, you take. And for a jnani person, the Vedas are useless. Are you convinced? Vedas are just like GPS. They guide you to reach the goal. After reaching that goal, your GPS system ends. Useless. Or in earlier time, people used to go from one place to another place with this paper, on this plan or the paper map. After reaching the goal, you no more refer to that plan. Similarly, once we have reached there, then the Vedas are useless, no? Vedas are useless to 2 types of people. Who can tell me? For jnani, for a realized person, Vedas are useless. For ajnanis, it is useless. They are useful only for the seeker. Those who want to start journey or those who have started their journey. Those who are interested in mukti, they will go for Vedas, knowledge. Other people are not interested. Okay. So karma kand, the major portion of the Veda is the karma kand, and karma kand satisfy the desire, but the realized person has got no desire, so he need not do any karma kand. Are you getting it? Karma kand, all the rituals are there for fulfilling desires. For a realized person, there is no vasana, no likes and dislikes, therefore no desires. Will he do karmakanda? No, he will not do. He is reveling in bliss. He is not interested in finite things. He is not interested. This does not mean that the karmakanda is ridiculed. It is a means to reach goal. By karmakanda, we purify our mind. Because in each karmakanda, we always offer oblation to Lord. And we are remembering Lord, that is why our mind is purified. When you remember Lord, mind is purified. When you remember word, mind becomes more purified.
No.
No. When you are reveling in the word, mind becomes dirty. It collects vasanas, impurities. So whenever you are when there is no work at hand, think of Lord only. Mind gets purified. So karma yoga is done with no anxiety for the fruit of action and for the happiness of the Lord. That brings an inner change in your personality. Inner change in your personality. And that makes you fit for knowledge of the self. So long the ego is there, there will be craving for blessing of Veda. So long there is ego, there will be craving for Veda. Ego means, so long you want to worship your ego with your action, you need the help of Vedas. I want this thing, Veda gives you all the prescription, okay. You want swarga? Okay, this puja you do, this havan you do. Putreshti yagya, you do this thing. I want this, whatever thing you want, there is a puja there, do this thing and you get it. Veda will bless you. But when ego and the self in infinity can bless Veda. Self in infinity bless Veda. Otherwise, for a jnani, it is Vedas which bless a jnani. But for the self or the jnani, they bless Veda. Okay. How to do karma? What type of karma is to be done? Is the next verse.
Karmanyevadhikaraste.
Karmanyevadhikaraste.
Ma phaleshu kadachana. Ma karma phala heturbhuhu. Ma te sangostva karmani. Karmanyevadhikaraste. Ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetur bhuhu ma te sangostva karmani.
This is very important verse and oftenly repeated from every forum. Karmanyevadhikaraste. O Arjun, the right is to work only. You have got a right to work. This freedom is given to us. This freedom is given to us. Okay. Ma phaleshu kadachana, but never to its fruits. If there is a misinterpretation here, then everything will collapse. O Arjun, you only have got a right to action, but not fruit of action. So many people start thinking, if I act and I don't get fruit of action, why should I act? Ma phaleshu kadachana. Ma karma fail hetu bhu. Never act for fruit of action. We act first, we want to know. Kya milega? Then only we act. The Lord is saying, Ma karma fail hetu bhu. Let not the fruit action be thy motive. Okay. If there is no fruit of action, then mate sangastu akarmani, nor let thy attachment be to inaction. If fruit of action is not going to come, why should I work? What is the meaning of karmani? Which actions are pointed out here? Number one, ma phalesu kadachana, what does that mean? In kamya karma, in the selfish action, we get fruit of action. Lord is going to tell us that in karma yoga also the fruit of action will come. But how to act, that Lord is going to tell us. The fruit of action will come in both karma yoga and kamya karma. Kamya karma will bind us and karma yoga will free us from the bondage of action. Fruit will come in both cases. Perhaps better in karma yoga, because the fruit is not only limited in this life, the fruit goes to the next life also. Should we not try for karma yoga? By doing kamya karma, selfish action, I will get one fruit of action. By doing karma yoga also, I will get fruit of action. But the fruit of action of karma yoga will give me material wealth here also and here after also, whereas in the case of kamya karma, here after is not there. In kamya karma, whatever you get here. Your bank balance is increased. But you can't take that bank balance to your next life. Have you seen anybody taking bank balance to another life? You can't take. But if we do karma yoga, the same bank balance will be also there. But there is something extra you will get. That is the spiritual growth, which you can take it to succeeding lives. Therefore, karma yoga should be preferred. The Lord will tell about this. Ma karma phala hetubhu, at the time of action, don't think about the fruit of action. Ma te sangastu kar karmani, and don't be inactive also. So we will see in detail in our next class, because it won't be able to finish within 2-3 minutes time.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.